the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the Federal Reserve says high inflation isn't the only risk the economy faces. Speaking before a congressional committee Tuesday, the Fed chair said he wants to see more evidence inflation is cooling before cutting interest rates, but added that waiting too long to do so could hurt the economy and the labor market.
Inflation has eased notably over the past couple of years, but remains above the Federal Open Market Committee's longer-run goal of 2%.
He said new numbers showing unemployment rising slightly may prompt rate cuts sooner and said the Fed will need to examine more data before making a rate cut decision. The Colorado State University Tropical Weather and Climate Research Department has modified its 2024 hurricane prediction forecast.
They're now calling for 25 named storms, with 12 of those becoming hurricanes. Six of those 12 hurricanes are predicted to be Category 3 or higher. The meteorologists say warmer than normal sea surface temperatures will help with the rapid intensification of storms. The original forecast, which came out in April, called for 23 named storms with 11 hurricanes. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey News brought to you by College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Do you have old furniture laying around the house or garbage full of clutter? College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving. Haul the stuff you don't want and move the stuff you do. Let tomorrow's leaders haul your junk today. Visit collegehunks.com. Activists and state lawmakers rallied against the proposed $10 billion expansion plan for the New Jersey Turnpike last night in Jersey City. The New Jersey Turnpike Authority was holding an open house on the plan. Opponents say the expansion would bring more traffic and pollution to Jersey City. State officials say the expansion is needed because the turnpike is 70 years old and traffic from bigger trucks and more vehicles has increased. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. An Ocean County man is suing the fast food chain Dunkin' after he says he was served a cup of hot coffee with a loose lid that spilled and burned him. The plaintiff claims he ordered coffee from a Dunkin' drive-thru in Toms River back in April. He says the coffee gave him second-degree burns that led to, quote, great pain and suffering. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 429 points today. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want it on demand. Go to nj1015.com. Click on demand. Then will the heat wave end? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're looking at two substantial pushes of rain in the forecast. Number one, a line of broken showers and thunderstorms tonight. Number two, several pockets of rain coming up on Friday. Now that system could dump an inch or two of much needed rain over New Jersey, and it will temporarily cool things down. So tonight, that broken line of showers and storms could produce brief downpours and gusty winds through early tomorrow morning. Low temperatures will only dip into the mid-70s, no relief yet. Humidity will dial back a little bit tomorrow. With hazy sunshine, it'll still be hot for your Thursday. Highs around 90. Friday, expect pockets of rain, heavy at times. Cloudy and a bit cooler, highs in the lower 80s. Some spots could get stuck in the 70s Friday. But this weekend, the heat is on again. We're right back into the 90s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights 91, Manalapan 89, Salem also 89. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking for only $49.99. Seminars are Thursday, July 18th at the Holiday Inn Express in Bordentown or Saturday, July 20th at the Crown Plaza in Edison. Register at markpatrickseminars.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.